How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Nelson of the Sox Machine joining me for the weekly Sox Machine hit. We love talking with him and Jim about what's going on with the White Sox. When you look at this team and all of the deficiencies, some of the issues that they have right now, an overtaxed bullpen, defense being really bad, inefficient offense up and down the lineup, strategy from inside of the dugout, which one of those things are you most confident will correct itself as the season goes on?
Oh, man. The bullpen. And the reason why I'll go with the bullpen not being so taxed is the hope that when Lance Lynn returns, that the White Sox for 4 straight days are going to get at least 6 innings per start from Giolito, Cease, Lynn, and Kopech. And that's going to give the bullpen a breather. That's going to give the bullpen a time to relax a little bit. And if they're not as taxed so much, then they can go back stringing wins together where they're winning 4-3 ball games. And we're seeing Liam Hendricks go out 3 straight days and picking up the save. That's the most I'm confident in. Strategy, I'm just going to set that aside because I just don't know with Tony La Russa. Nothing has really changed, and quite frankly, I'm not seeing much of a difference between him and Rick Renteria when it comes to in-game decision-making. The offense. So in the month of May so far, Lawrence, we're seeing Tim Anderson continue to rake. Luis Robert is having a very good month. Leury García is having a very good month of May.
7-game hit streak for Leury, right? That got him above 200.
Yeah. He's hitting well. And Mikata had that big home run off a 99-mile-per-hour pitch. That is key because he did not hit velocity very well last year. It appears that his bat speed is back. That's a great sign. But the White Sox really need Jose Abreu and Yasmani Grandal to start showing some life. Grandal doesn't have an extra base hit this month. Jose Abreu, he hits the ball hard, but he hits it into the ground. Like, there's no value for a 35-year-old first baseman to hit hard ground balls. Like, you're hoping to get singles out of this? He needs to start hitting the ball in the air to take advantage of those exit velocities and start getting some doubles or start hitting some home runs. The White Sox really need to see some life from those 2 sluggers in the middle of the order, because if they don't and they continue to struggle, it'll be great to get Andrew Vaughn in the mix, and it'll be great to get Eloy Jimenez back in the mix. It sounds like Jimenez may be rejoining the team sometime in June. But it goes back to the La Russa strategy here. If the young kids are hitting and they're slugging, at what point do you drop the veterans down in the lineup? Or because you're stuck in your old ways, Jose Abreu must bat third, even though Andrew Vaughn's the better hitter right now? These are the questions we're going to have to start asking ourselves. If things do not pick up from Abreu and Grandal, and if Vaughn comes back, and he may be coming back this weekend, as Mark Gonzalez was reporting on Twitter, that Vaughn may be on the move from Charlotte to Chicago to rejoin the team this weekend, that it's okay for La Russa to shuffle up. I don't think you're going to break Jose Abreu's heart if you drop him in the order. Abreu just needs to understand you're not that guy. And there's going to be some type of transition soon with this organization anyways. Let the ones that are hitting get those plate appearances with the guys on base.
Every time that I look at Jose Abreu over the last couple of weeks, I go, man, he needs a day off. Like, it looks like a guy who is pressing and trying to hit a 4-run home run when nobody's on base and all that stuff. Over the last 7 games, he's slashing .188, .182, .344 for the season. Jose Abreu, .207, .282, .615. So it's you're watching his at bats, and then you have the situation with the losing the run coming across because he wasn't necessarily paying attention to what was happening at third base. And you go, maybe this is a guy that needs a day off, that needs to just not do anything for a day or maybe 2 days and get himself right. Hopefully get himself right.
Yeah, because we can't wait until August Abreu, right? We can't wait until the month of August to see Jose Abreu snap out of it. It's just been so long during his entire career. When the weather warms up, so does Jose Abreu. Well, Lawrence, the weather has been warm in Chicago all week, and we're just not seeing any sign of life from Jose Abreu. And it happens. Not every slugger gets to age like Nelson Cruz and continues to hit bombs in their late 30s to their early 40s. At some point, age regression is going to hit Jose Abreu. Is that happening right now? Maybe it's a little early to tell, but if this continues through Memorial Day weekend and goes into June, I don't know what the White Sox are going to do with Abreu, but when it comes to trying to make their offense more efficient, it'd be time to drop Abreu down in the order and allow the guys that are hitting for power to hit higher in the order so you score more runs.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.